recording leader, thank you.
Cheers, thank you very much. Welcome everybody. Good evening to this Cabinet meeting of Charnborough Council. This meeting will be recorded and the sound recording subsequently made available by the Council website. In addition, under the Local Authorities Executive Arrangements, Meetings and Access to Information, England Regulations 2012, other people may film, record, tweet or blog from this meeting. The use of any such images or sound recording is not under the Council's control. We swiftly move to item one, which is apologies.
No apologies received.
Cheers, thank you very much. Item two is disclosures of pecuniary interests and other registrable and non-registrable interests. Does any member have anything to declare? No declarations, thank you. We'll move on to item three, which is the leader's announcement. I don't have any announcements to make. Item four is minutes of the previous meeting. We have the minutes and they have been circulated and published. Are we all happy that they are a true and accurate record? Cheers, thank you very much. I'll sign them later. Then move on to item five, which is questions under Cabinet Procedure 10.7, and no questions were submitted, which then swiftly takes us to item six, which is the Budget Scrutiny Panel. And to help us with this report, we have Simon Jackson, Director of Finance and Governance, and Councillor Charles, who was or is still the Chair of the panel. If you'd like to join us, that would be great, to present the report. Thank you. So, Councillor Charles, over to yourself.
Do you want me to start, Simon, or do you want to?
I think it's for you, Councillor Charles, to comment, just for me to add anything I suspect.
Yeah, okay. I mean, obviously, we have the Budget Scrutiny Panel, and we, along with members and officers, would like to thank for the work they've put in. It's a very swift panel, over a short three meetings. The conclusions of the panel came are in the report. I'm happy to read it out for you. That we noted that due to the impact of higher interest rates on money's invested and the ability to use business pool rate income in future years, medium-term financial strategy working balance is at 4.1 million, not at 2.8 million, and this is a much stronger financial position than was previously expected. Whilst many councils appear to be financially struggling, it is good to see that Charnwood would be able to budget with a limited use of reserves that have been built up over many years of shrewd financial management. There are potential risks on the horizon, particularly with the housing benefits subsidy, and we'll wait to see what changes can be made to assist the general fund through additional income or personal expenditure. So pretty straightforward, really. If there's anything that you wish me to add in, please.
Cheers. Thank you, Councillor Charles. Simon?
No, I think that's, summarised the discussions of the panel fairly over the three meetings we had. Thank you.
Okay. Cabinet members, any questions for Councillor Charles regarding the scrutiny report? Okay. There's no further questions. If Edward would like to discuss the report, or Councillor Ashcroft, if you have any comments on the report.
I'm happy to summarise and then move. Recommendation. Okay, first of all, I'd like to thank Councillor Charles and the other members of the Budget Scrutiny. For me, as a first time, rather unnerving going into this sort of thing, and I thought it was a very constructive meeting. All the meetings I thought were very constructive, very open and honest, and that allowed us to have honest and open discussions of what is a critical subject. So this is something obviously put into the Council that we do this in a proper scrutiny. And I welcome the scrutiny, and say I really appreciated the way that the panel went about it. So thank you. I'd also just want to echo the points made. You know, I agree with the points made that we're in a good position, but that doesn't mean we can relax. We know there's still pressures. We know there's still structural deficit, and we know there's also risks. So again, we can't be complacent, it's good that we're in a position where we have managed to use business rate retention in order to shore up our financial position, which is what we've done. So I think I now can move on. So I just want to move to the panel's, that the panel's conclusions be noted for the reasons set out on the agenda page 10.
Cheers, thank you very much. Councillor Ashcroft, do I have a second though for that, please? Thank you, Councillor Batchel. All in favour? Cheers, thank you, that's unanimous pass. Councillor Charles, before you leave, I just wanted to echo Councillor Ashcroft's thanking of the committee, because I think they did sterling jobs. I went to one of the meetings as well, and it was very thorough, very good. And it's important that it's scrutinised, but the budget or the draft budget is scrutinised by all members of the council. So if you can take that back to the committee,
thank you very much.
Yes. We move on now to item 7, which is the 2024-25 General Fund and HRA Revenue Budgets and Council Tax. We have Councillor Ashcroft, who is going to introduce the report, and to support him, we have Simon Jackson, Director of Finance and Governance and Contracts, and Neil Whittle, Acting Head of Finance, to assist with the report.
Okay, just to introduce, this report concerns the proposed General Fund and HRA Revenue Budgets 24-25, with recommendations on page 27 for the reasons on page 28. So some of the important features of these budgets can be seen in part B of the report, starting page 31. So some of the important features are for the general fund revenue budget, can be seen that for 24-25 there's no proposed use of working balance, which would leave the working balance at the end of 24-25 5.4 million. Which is well above the minimum level set by the Section 151 officer of 2.5 million. Also, it's noted that the council tax is restricted at 3%, which is consistent with our manifesto, and also that we've produced an additional 100k in community grants. And this is specifically to help residents struggling with the cost of living. And again, this is consistent with our manifesto pledge. And fourthly, for the general fund revenue, garden waste collections are frozen for 24-25, which was also a manifesto pledge. For the HRA, we assume a break-even financial position, and you can see that we've earmarked 7.2 million for investment in our housing stock, and the reserve to be maintained in line with historical precedent.
Cheers. Thank you very much, Councillor Ashcroft. Simon or Neil, anything further to add?
Not from me, Chair. I'm happy to take any questions. And, currently have.
Brilliant, thank you very much. Cabinet members, any discussions or any questions to Ian or the officers on the budget? I just want to add our thanks to the officers and Ian or Councillor Ashcroft especially, because it's been a tough year again for local government finances, and I think they've done a sterling job to present the budget to us, which we can all agree is very good actually. Yes, it has some of our manifesto pledges in the first year, so that's really encouraging to see that. But beyond that, it's encouraging for residents of the borough to see a budget that doesn't actually draw on reserves, is balanced and looks after their money, taxpayer money at the end of the day. It will, hopefully it will be passed here, and then we'll go to council, where I think we should have unanimous support for such a budget. Councillor Ashcroft, thank you very much for that one.
Okay, so just to summarise, I think these budgets effectively balance a stable financial position against delivering our manifesto promises and enabling a continuing high level of service for the residents of Charnwood. And I think this is particularly impressive within the very well publicised challenges to local councils' finances that we currently see. I think it's an excellent achievement, and I really want to thank the officers again, so I want to add to your thanks, leaders, and particularly with the direct thanks for having long-term illness and the fact that other officers have stepped up and delivered. And I also mentioned that they've had to handle a newbie as lead in finance as well, and they've managed that very well as well. So as I think these are excellent budgets, which I think all councillors could support, I'd like to move the officer recommendations 1 to 12 for reasons 1 to 12 on agenda pages 27 to 28.
Cheers, thank you very much, Councillor Ashcroft. Do we have a second, please?
Also.
Cheers, thank you very much, Councillor Hamilton. So, all in favour? Cheers, thank you very much. That's unanimous, thank you. We move on now to item 8, which is the MTFO, medium-term financial outlook for 2024-27. Plus the capital strategy, plus the treasury management strategy statement, minimum revenue provisions, policy and annual investment strategy 2024-25. Bit of a mouthful there, but Councillor Ashcroft, I'm going to ask you to present this report, and we have the same officers to support. Thank you.
Okay, so the introduction then. So the medium term financial outlooks can be seen in Appendix A of the report, and some of the salient features are stated in Part B of the report, starting on page 7. And I'd just like to summarise a number of these. First of all, note that we have changed the name from MTFS to MTFO, because this better reflects the majority of the content. However, the overall financial strategy is in fact stated in a new Section 2 of the report, where it can be seen that this remains the strategy which was articulated in my report to the Budget Scrutiny Panel in October. It can also be seen that there's another new section added to the report which looks at the reserve policy of the Council. So I think in the past, I think there's been some uncertainty or misunderstanding of the reserves we have and how they're used. So I think this is a welcome new section which really clarifies that. Also, it's useful that within this section, there's an evaluation of risks to the council finances, and that following this, the section 151 officers propose that the minimum general fund working balance should be increased from 2.5 million to 3 million, and that HRA reserve have increased from £110 per house to £200 per house plus 0.5 million. Obviously, meeting these extra reserve requirements will add extra burden to balance our budget, but it certainly seems prudent considering the considered analysis of identified risks and uncertainties. A positive from the new MTFO is that it shows a stronger financial situation compared with the previous MTFS. However, we should be aware that there still is a structural deficit, and hence we must continue to look for savings in expenditure and increases in revenue. Moving on to the capital strategy, which is in Appendix B of the report, starting on page 52 of the agenda supplement. This report sets out our plans for capital planning, treasury management, and new borrowing, which are essential for the delivery of our corporate plan and ensuring the financial stability of the council. The background to this plan can be seen in Part B of the report, starting on page 8, and it can be seen that this mainly continues previous successful strategic approach. One difference being the addition of multi-asset funds as an accrued financial investment, and this is in line with advice from the council's financial advisers, as it will enable us to have prudent and effective investment in a time of predicted falling interest rates.
Cheers, thank you very much, Councillor Ashcroft. Simon or Neil, anything further to add to the reports?
No, I don't think so, Leader, apart from possibly something for afterwards, but there are contrasting pictures of Councillor Ashcroft and the introductions to both strategies, so maybe Cabinet members may wish to vote on which one they prefer. Subsequently for future learning.
That's fine, thank you very much for that. Cabinet members, any questions or comments on the strategies? I just want to add that the medium-term financial outlook has always been very difficult for the council and I know she spoke to HR, but all councils going forward. But I think for this year and the first year and the first couple of years, it does show a better position than it was previously presented. But we have work to do. I think all authorities have work to do, and Charmond is no different. We have work to do to ensure that the pessimistic outlook isn't what is delivered. We're going to try and put the most optimistic as we can. And I'm happy to support this strategy, as we say, because it makes it clear that we do have a strategy and a vision of decreasing the deficit. So, Councillor Ashcroft, back to yourself.
Okay, to summarise, I think we've now got an MTFO, which the officers have worked hard to, I think, improve on a previous MTFS, so we can understand better the strategies and intentions of this administration in terms of managing the finances of the council. And also that we've got prudent and effective strategies for capital and treasury management. So for this reason, I'd like to move the officer recommendations 1-4, for reasons 1-4 on agenda supplement pages 2-3.
Cheers, thank you very much. Do I have a seconder? Cheers, thank you, Councillor Tillotson. All in favour? Cheers, thank you, that's unanimous. Thank you very much. We move now to item 9, which is the new capital plan 2024-25 to 2026-27. I ask Councillor Ashcroft to introduce this report, and we have the same officer, Simon and Neil, to support.
Okay, so we're moving back to the main agenda pack, and the new capital plan report starts on page 51, and the recommendation starts on page 51. The background and features of the plan can be seen in Part B of the report, with multiple new schemes, including a new one homes fund of 0.5 million, additional funding of 2 million to purchase off-plan homes from developers to add to our housing stock, £0.2 million for delivery support for carbon neutral projects, and £0.25 million for feasibility study for the creation of the solar array.
Cheers, thank you very much, Councillor Ashcroft. Simon or Neil, anything further to add?
Nothing from me, thanks.
Cheers, thank you very much, Cabinet members. Any questions or discussions on the report? Well, I'll come up, the new investment that we're going to do. I think these are some of the things that are going to be positive for the borough, especially how new homes and looking at the green agenda as well, if we can get the solar array arranged. But it shows that our commitment and our investment in that area as well. So yeah, we're looking forward to delivering on those projects in the coming year. Back to yourself, Councillor Ashcroft.
Okay, to summarise, I think it can be seen that these new initiatives fit well with our priorities and with our manifesto promises. And it can also be seen in the report that the plan is affordable from current resources, and we also have headroom for further opportunities for capital projects. Therefore, I'd like to move the Office of Recommendation and Reason on Agenda, page 51.
Cheers, thank you very much. can I have a second, please?
Happy to second this, Linda, especially as Councillor Ashcroft's already mentioned, it does support our homes for our residents and looks towards our carbon neutral projects, which I think is excellent. thanks to everyone who's worked on it.
Brilliant. Cheers, thank you very much. All in favour? Thank you, that's unanimous again, thank you. Item 10 is the Capital Plan Amendment Report. So we have Councillor Ashcroft to introduce the report, and the same officer Simon and Neil to help support.
You'll be glad to hear this is the last time, you'll be okay with me. This report starts on page 60 of the agenda pack, and you can see there are three recommendations with three accompanying reasons on that page. Part B of the report provides further background and indicates the effects of changes to the plan with the new and amended schemes. Further details of the capital plan amendments can then be seen in Appendix A of the report.
Cheers, thank you very much. Simon or Neil, anything further to add?
Just this one is actually, sometimes the capital plan amendment has quite significant items in it. This one doesn't actually, it's probably things added to section 106, so it's actually quite a routine report, this one.
Cheers, thank you very much. Thank you. Back to yourself, Councillor Ashcroft. Oh, sorry, before I go, Councillor, any questions or any discussions on the report? No, thank you very much. Back to yourself, Councillor Ashcroft.
It can be seen that there's no major financial implications from the amendments to this report, so I'd like to move officer recommendations 1 to 3 for reasons 1 to 3 on agenda page 60.
Cheers, thank you very much. Can I have a second of the proposal, please? Thank you very much, Councillor Batchelor. All in favour? Cheers, thank you. That's unanimous. We move now to item 11, which is the Housing Strategy 2024-29. We also have a Scrutiny Commission report to this. I'm going to ask Peter Oliver, Director of Housing and Wellbeing, and Katie Moorhead of Strategic Housing, and Dawn Eckersley, who's joining us offline, or that's fine, okay, to help assist the report. And I'm going to ask Councillor Hamilton to present the report, and then I will ask Shonan to come in with the scrutiny report. Thank you.
You want me to go first?
Yes, please. Just
right. This is a really useful document, housing strategy. So there's, first of all, there's actually no statutory requirement to have one, but it's a useful complementary document that, as you'll see, it's on page 69 to 96 of your pack. The actual document itself is page 74 to 89. And I would point you to page 75, which basically lays out the aims of the document. That kind of gives you a good summary. So what this is about is clarifying how we intend to deliver what you find in the local plan. So it's basically how we intend to deliver a sufficient supply of new homes in the right location and the right kind of housing. How we'll kind of work with the private developers and rental providers to meet the needs, particularly of affordable homes and the types of homes that are required for Charwood moving forward. So let's see.
Cheers. Thank you very much, Councillor Hamilton. We're going to bring in now Councillor Rattray to present the Scrutiny Commission report.
Thank you, Leader. So as Chair of Scrutiny, I can inform Cabinet that the Commission welcomes and supports the recommendations set out in the report of the Head of Strategic Housing. This report generated an interesting discussion and the Commission were grateful for the thorough responses from the officers in attendance. Questions were raised around partnership working, accommodation for asylum seekers, and how affordable housing could be achieved on market-led developments. The full details can be found in the formal written report. The Commission carefully considered the report and felt that Cabinet should approve the recommendations set out in the report. Thank you.
Cheers, thank you very much, Councillor Rattray. Cabinet members, do we have any questions of clarity for Councillor Rattray? No, thank you very much. Councillor Rattray, all I wanted to add to that is that I think the discussion was very interesting, very thorough. I think we also had an all-member briefing on it as well, and I think members were very engaged, and I'm probably taking officers under here, but very engaged. So it shows the importance of the housing strategy, but it also shows the weight that we put on it, that we continued it rather than to say actually maybe it's something that we don't want to look at this time. So I think, you know, I think that's been recognised by all parties. But I think the aims, hopefully, scrutiny commission, scrutiny senior councillors in that scrutiny commission were supportive of those aims, and it looks like they were. Thank you very much. Yes. I'm going to ask officers if they wanted to add anything to the report. Thank you very much. And then, Cabinet members, any questions or anything that you'd like to discuss about the report? No. I just want to add that, yes, I think the all-member briefing was very informative. I think people, councillors, did get engaged in it. It shows you how important housing is to the borough. But it also shows our commitment that in one of the previous items, we've put away £2 million to hopefully deliver some of this as well. But that's not going to be enough. We're going to need to invest a lot of money to deliver the right homes in the right locations. And it's not just ourselves who's going to be delivering. We have to work with partners and developers as well. So hopefully this strategy encompasses everybody. And looking forward, it's going to be an exciting time in the borough. We want to make sure the houses are in the correct places and of the correct make. Back to yourself, Councillor Hamilton.
Basically, all I want to simply do is thank the Scrutiny Commission for a very useful and valuable discussion on this item. I also want to thank the officers involved in putting this strategic document together, in particular the strategic housing manager, Don Eckersley, that is, I think, the key driving force in drafting this. I simply move officer recommendations 1 and 2 for reasons 1 and 2 on agenda page 69.
Thank you very much, Councillor Hamilton. Can I have a second, please? Thank you very much, Councillor Cadida. All in favour? Mm-hmm. Unanimous. Thank you very much. We move to item 12, which is Economic Development Strategy 2024-27, plus the Scrutiny Commission report with it. We have with us Justin Henry, Director of Commercial and Economic Development, Chris Grace, Head of Economic Development and Regeneration, and Liz McCusker, Economic Development and Regeneration Manager, to help assist with the report. I'm going to ask Councillor Tillotson to introduce the report, and then I'll come on to Councillor Rattray for the Scrutiny Commission report.
Thank you, Leader. This strategy builds on the previous one, taking into account changed circumstances resulting from the pandemic. It complements the Council's Climate Action Plan and Carbon Neutral Plan, and will sit alongside the Regeneration Prospectus, which we agreed in December. It is our intention to give potential investors confidence that Charnwood has clear priorities to support economic and business success. The strategy has four key priorities: places and infrastructure, business environment, people, and innovation. Each one is underpinned by objectives. It was considered by a Scrutiny Commission on Monday, and I'll leave Councillor Rattray to speak about this. But their issues will be fully addressed in the action plans which will be developed should Cabinet approve the strategy. There's no statutory requirement for us to have an economic development strategy, but I hope you'll see the benefits and support it.
Cheers, thank you very much, Councillor Sitson. Councillor Rattray, I'll come over to yourself to present the report.
Thank you, Leader. So as Chair of Scrutiny, I can inform Cabinet that the Commission welcomes and supports the recommendations set out in the report of the Head of Economic Development and Regeneration. The Commission recognises that there was no requirement to have an economic development strategy and were pleased that one has been developed. Comments were made with regards to the group of consultees for the report, and questions were raised with regards to why there was not representatives from areas in the south of the borough. Concerns were raised about the report being heavily focused on Loughborough and the north of the borough. It was felt there could be more opportunities to support the urban centres outside of Loughborough and Shepshed, and would have liked to have seen more about this in the places section in the report. Comments were also raised about the number of vacant commercial premises, and whilst the written report suggests that the situation is improving, vacancy rates are still quite a bit higher than pre-COVID levels, with the cost of living having a negative effect on our high street businesses. The town deal projects will no doubt help support Loughborough's high street businesses, but we need to plan to support other urban areas as well. Training opportunities were discussed, and the Commission were informed that the Council were working with local colleges to provide T-level opportunities. It was hoped that this would provide a positive example to local businesses to encourage a similar approach. Local sports excellence in Loughborough was discussed and how this can be harnessed by local businesses. It was also discussed the potential opportunities to bring more sports events into the area in the future. We thank officers for allowing open and honest discussion and for their time and clear responses during the meeting. Having had a good discussion and carefully considering the report, the Commission felt that Cabinet should approve the recommendations set out in the report.
Cheers, thank you very much, Councillor Rattray. Cabinet members, any questions on clarity from the report, or any questions that you want to ask Councillor Rattray? Councillor Rattray, I echo what you said at the beginning, actually. The strategy and all strategies of this nature have been heavily Loughborough focused, and I agree that we should look wider, and this is something that we're looking to address, and I think Councillor Tillotson has touched on that one to say going forward we will look at the town centres and the village centres that are not Loughborough and are not Shepshed as well, because we are investing quite heavily in Shepshed as well. So yeah, looking forward to working with fellow councillors as yourself who represent those other towns and villages, and see what investment and development we can direct there. It might be little, it might be a lot, it all depends on what funding we get from national government as well. So if you can take that back to your scrutiny colleagues as well, and maybe your other fellow councillors as well, to say yeah, we're open to listen, and we're open to, you know, investing and developing the other town centres and village centres as well. Thank you very much. Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Tillotson, we're going to see if there's any questions on the report, but is there officers on screen? Is there anything that you wanted to add? Anything you wanted to touch on the report?
Nothing, thank you, Leader.
Cheers, thank you very much. Councillor Mills, any questions or on the report or anything that you'd like to ask? No? Back to yourself, Councillor Tillotson.
Thank you. I thank the Scrutiny Commission for their observations and their in-depth consideration of the report. And you have my assurance that we will take the issues into account, as you've just said, Leader, when the action plans are developed.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
I move that we support officer recommendations and reasons on the agenda, page 97.
Yes, thank you very much. Can I have a seconder, please?
Happy to second, Leader. I really hope this will help us put the troubles of the last few years behind and really move on for the whole of Charnwood.
Yes, thank you very much, Councillor Gray. All in favour? Cheers, thank you very much. It's unanimous. Thank you very much, everybody. That concludes the meeting. Just safe going home.
Thank you.